Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, if only there was a way to combine the great sport of Formula One, which in fairness, I am obsessed with.
God,
since
is he
that
ever.
Show on Netflix. If only we could combine that with education. Oh wait, there is. You might remember last year we spoke to Aaron Hannan and Paul Flynn about their brilliant F1 in schools initiative. Well, the good news is that it's back for another year, and we're joined this morning by someone who has been through the program and who discovered a love for engineering because of it. Good morning, Lucy Daly, who is team captain and head of chassis design at Formula Trinity at Trinity College. How are you, Lucy?
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thanks. So, did you ever think you would be into Formula One? Was it something that was kind of on your radar?
Not really, until maybe about second year in secondary school. And then, our DCG, or our TG at the time, teacher kind of brought up this competition. And
that's technical graphics, is it?
Yeah, technical graphics, yeah.
So you were kind of into that. You were good at drawing a straight line and angles and, the idea of physics and in general.
Yeah, I always liked maths and physics and stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're studying engineering in Trinity. Do you think you would have headed that direction anyway, or did the F1 in schools program actually give you a bit of a push in that direction?
I hadn't really thought about engineering. Like, our school, I went to an all-girls school, so there wasn't as many kind of practical subjects kind of on offer, so this was a great kind of push, I guess. Like, I kind of went, oh, this brings everything I like together. Engineering's a great option. Yeah, I do mechanical engineering training now, so it's great. A great course.
Well, can you explain it? How does it work? I mean, if people are imagining, really, do school kids actually build a Formula One car? Like, what happens?
So it kind of challenges the students to design, build, and then race a miniature F1 car. So it's about 35 centimeters long. So they design it online using like different CAD softwares. So that's like computer aided design. It's kind of like textbook graphics, but like the, digital version. They design the cars on that, and then they get put out making like CNC machine, and then they like spray them, and they put their own logo on it and their colors and everything. And then some of the teams get really creative as well with like the wheels and axles and stuff. You know, they get like 3D printed in different kind of ways to make them. And then we set up a big 20 meter track, and the teams all race against each other with like a little gas canister in the back. And then there's like a little gun that the students, stand there, and there's like a countdown, and then they press the button and off they go.
Yeah, and winning that then qualifies you to go into the Worlds. And we know that there were some Irish winners in the past who've competed in the F1 Schools World Finals representing Ireland, which is amazing.
Yeah, Ireland came second place last year, the Worlds. It was in Singapore. It was online, unfortunately. But yeah, next year there's four more Irish teams going over to the UK the week before Silverstone to compete. So hopefully they'll do really well.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, I mean, people may go, oh, it's only a toy car. What is it, like Hot Wheels on steroids? But actually, just because it's miniature, you're going through the exact same process as you would for aerodynamically designing any vehicle. Just because it's scaled down doesn't mean that the same laws of physics don't apply. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they put a huge amount of effort into it, the students. Now, they do loads of research beforehand on like different, aerodynamic principles, and they like study F1 cars and past cars and like different things like that. And you've even had people come in last year and say, oh, well, like this type of whale has like this pattern on them, and so we took that because it makes them like really fast. And they do like different like CFD on the car afterwards, which is like how when in F1, when they put something in a wind tunnel, it's like a virtual wind tunnel. So yeah, they do loads of testing like that, loads of in-person testing. So like, it's really similar to the process that you would take in an aerodynamics team on F1, just obviously at a smaller scale.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you went to a girls' school and there wasn't that many kind of those practical subjects and things. Now that you're, are you in fourth year now in Trinity? How have you found kind of women's representation in STEM subjects in general now in college versus school?
I think it's gotten so much better. Like, our course is about 15% female, which is actually pretty good. And even I'm involved in the competition now on the technical team and as one of the judges. And when I entered in 2014, like, we were the only all-girls team. I think there was like one or two with a few kind of mixed ones. And last year there was loads of mixed teams. And I think there was maybe four or five all-girls teams. One of them came second. So, like, it's kind of great to see that it's getting so much more popular.
Yeah, and tell us about what the kind of stuff that you're now doing. You know, in terms of, are you still involved in Formula One design or that kind of thing?
Yeah, so in college now we have Formula Trinity, which is a Formula student team. So that's kind of like the college version of F1 schools, I guess. But instead of making a model car, we're making an actual car that we can like sit in and drive around. So yeah, it's a bit of a bigger scale.
Who's going to volunteer to be the pilot on the homemade car?
Someone with a bit too much trust in us.
Well, I did see a thing yesterday, a video of a guy in New Zealand, a kid in New Zealand who failed school, everything. He only found out after school that he was actually dyslexic, but he heard about a New Zealand motorbike designer who was also dyslexic, and he said, "Oh, well, I love rally cars." So he built his own rally car. Now, I mean, like, built it like you guys are doing from the ground up. He used the body of a Peugeot on the end of it, I think, but he built the whole thing. It's now the fastest car in the world. It can go do 0 to 200 miles an hour in 7 seconds, and he drove it in a rally stage on the whatever the New Zealand rally is and won the thing. So he's gone from, like, you know, this kind of, you don't know anything about school, yeah, to now he's designed the fastest rally car in the world. He's just in his garage in New Zealand. So it's amazing what you can achieve when you understand the laws of physics, you understand mechanical engineering, you understand coefficient drag and all these things that you learn in F1 in schools, and then further on in your studies, you can actually make something really amazing.
Yeah. Even some of the cars in this, like some of the F1 schools cars, they put so much effort in. They hit like 100 kilometers an hour on the track, and it's crazy.
What's the dream, Lucy? Is it to be on the pit wall with some Formula One team in the future, or would you like to move into that space?
Yeah, I'd love to go into like some sort of kind of design engineering role, so like be it in, I don't know, hopefully an F1 team if I can.
Or SpaceX rockets, yeah, you know, like everything needs aerodynamics and your knowledge base.
So. Yeah. Any of the major car manufacturers must be exciting to work for as well. I mean, there's the cars that we see on the road, but there's constantly design going on and all kinds of cars that may or may not make it, but it's all in that space.
Yeah, definitely. And even a lot of the F1 and F2 teams and stuff, like they do take these type of competitions pretty seriously. Like even the final four F1 skills is always going to be at the week before a Grand Prix in one of the competitions, you know, somewhere that's holding it. So like Singapore, Abu Dhabi, or, you know, Silverstone.
It all ties in. It's so brilliant. Cool.
It all ties in, yeah.
Lucy Daly, team captain and head of chassis design at Formula Trinity at Trinity College and former F1 in schools participant. Thanks so much for talking to us today. Best of luck, Lucy.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. You can register for the F1 in Schools Ireland. It'll close on Friday the 22nd, which is this coming Friday, so a few days left to go. For more information, visit f1inschools.ie or email info@f1inschools.ie and get your school registered.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.